So not too long ago, I held this workshop at WPPI where I gave my top 30 creative strategies to get photography clients as fast as possible without paid ads. And it killed it. It sold out. It was incredible. I've been sitting on it for a little while and I've decided to bring it back. To bring it back and to give it directly to you. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to pay anything either. I just want to help you grow your business. Each day for 3 days, I'm going to share with you 10 ultra unique creative ways to attract dream clients to your photography business without spending a bunch of money. I'm calling this thing the 3 day client blitz, and it is pure gold. For 3 days, I'm going to give you so many creative ideas to get clients in your business right now. Just go to sixfigurephotography.com/blitz. sixfigurephotography.com/blitz. BLITZ. I can't wait to give you some incredible ideas.
You are listening to the Six Figure Photography Podcast with Ben Hartley and Rachel Griman.
Hey, each week a new episode will air to help you grow your business by winning more bookings, maximizing your profits, and breaking through your limiting beliefs. Today, we're talking about number two on our list here. You know, we always introduce the show and we're like, each week we're going to do da-da-da-da-da. Today, we're going to help you win more bookings. That's really kind of the point of today.
Absolutely, it is.
We're going to talk about, this will be a little 5 minute hot fix on probably the number one thing you need to stop doing. Mm-hmm. It's totally killing your bookings right now. I want to address this. I want to tell you to stop doing this thing. I'm going to give you a solution for what to do instead. And we're going to get your bookings up. Okay. I'm hearing a lot of ghosting, right? There's ghosting that's been happening, and I want to reduce that for you.
Yeah. Apparently it's an epidemic right now among photographers.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, we're just special. And so we don't see that this is happening everywhere, but
right. In all industries and to all vendors.
Yeah. Right on, right on. Right. So, you know, I have Book Solid, and with Book Solid, I do weekly coaching calls. So every single Tuesday I'm with the Book Solid students, and we're doing coaching calls, and I just keep seeing this come up over and over. And that's why I think this would be a good episode of the podcast to kind of focus on this thing. And so ghosting can happen in a couple of different spaces. One kind of time that ghosting can occur is like you get an inquiry, you respond to them, and then you never hear anything, right? There's that. Mm-hmm. But the ghosting that hurts even worse, Rachel, it's when you actually meet with someone, they inquire, you send them some information, they're vibing, you connect, maybe you have a phone call, maybe you have a Zoom meeting, maybe you meet in person.
You both make the time to make it happen.
Yeah.
It seems like everybody's on the same page. We're all excited about this.
Yes. They may be even tell you, hey, we're going to book. And then you send over the quote, you send over the proposal, you send over the estimate, and then it's like crickets. It's like they never actually do the thing. And that those ones really hurt. You know, mm-hmm. When it's like, why, what's wrong with me? You know,
that's yeah, when that it one really, feels more personal.
It does.
And it's they didn't like my personality. Was that it?
Yeah. And so I want to address this. I want to unpack how to reduce, let's increase like the actual conversions, like the actual mm-hmm. bookings that happen. Is that making sense, Rachel?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that line, winning more bookings, it's like there's like 7 steps to winning the booking.
Yes.
Like it's the getting the inquiry in the first place, you know, responding well, getting them on the phone, and then getting them to sign the contract and fork over the money. So we're focusing on the latter half of that process.
Because you've done all the hard work, really, you know? And this is what I see. I see photographers, like they've done all of the hard work. And then it's that last step, which is actually the easiest step, but for us, it feels like the hardest, which is to actually
that's 'cause the most important.
Ask for the booking, like to ask for the sale, and then to actually collect on it, like to do the thing right there, to collect the payment, to collect the retainer, to actually get something scheduled. Mm-hmm. And so what I when I hear this come through, right, where a photographer's like, hey, Ben, talking about this, I had a client, I met with them. They said they wanted to go with us. I then, you know, I sent them the proposal and I didn't hear anything back. I immediately know what went wrong. Okay. What went wrong is we are asking for a document, a PDF, a private web page, a link in an email, a CRM to do the most important job of our business, which is to actually secure the booking. You're asking for mm-hmm. like just a text document essentially to do all of that work for you. Mm-hmm. And it is it's a big misstep. Mm-hmm. And so so what do we do instead, Rachel?
Right. Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because I feel like everybody's workflow goes from, do you want to send them an invoice on the phone, or are you saying to send them an invoice right after you get off the call? Or are you saying to collect credit card information while you're on that call?
Yeah. I'm saying that when you're connecting with someone, meeting over the phone, Zoom, or in person, and you say, may I be your photographer? Would you like me to be your photographer? Mm-hmm. And they say, yes. I first off have a little mini dance, like there's a little mm-hmm. celebration that takes place, right? There's a little jig. I vocalize it. It is excitement. And then I just say, okay, here are the next steps.
Right.
Y'all listen, pay attention to that line. Here are the next steps. And then I just lay it out. Here are the next steps. So we'll get the retainer all secured. That way it makes it official. And then I will send over your receipt and I'll write up the contract. But but here are the next steps. Here, this is the retainer that's due to make it official. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll send you a receipt and the contract. So is it going to be a credit card or check? That's it. And then I do collect it over the phone. It doesn't matter if you collect payment for the remainder of the balance through your CRM or through something else.
Right.
I always collect the retainer to book the date, to book the session right there on the phone. There's a number of services you can use. You can use Square. You can just process a credit card right there. I think Apple Wallet, Apple Pay, Apple Cash, one of those things.
I think
has a solution. I think Zelle has a solution. Yeah. I think Cash App maybe even. But like, that's it. I do it right there, guys. I don't mm-hmm. send over a quote. I don't send over an estimate. I don't send over a proposal with my fingers crossed as I hold my breath. Maybe that money will come through today. I don't do
it.
Right.
And I think maybe the people that aren't going to listen to Ben, because I can tell you, like, even though this is obviously very good advice that you should all heed, for the people that are not going to, you need to put a very tight limit on the proposal that you're sending. Like, if you're going to continue to ask for payment through email and through a CRM, you need to say, I will release your date within 48 hours if this isn't paid by then, or something like that, because then it does leave it up in the air, Ben, right? To be ghosted and to be forgotten about.
Yeah. And to those
Again,
people,
this is not as good of an option.
My challenge is like, do you want to be comfortable or do you want to stay in business? Because like, I think a lot of us are choosing absolute security and comfort and making sure that mm-hmm. everyone is just like, especially you feel safe, especially you don't get uncomfortable to actually ask for, God forbid, money for your talent. Oh my fucking mm-hmm. word. God forbid I ever do that. Or, and a lot of times we hide that fear under the guise of, well, I don't want them to feel pressure, man. Get like you're just wanting to secure the day for them. Would you like to do this with credit card or check? Doesn't need to be any more than that. And I just see a lot of the excuses going around in our head, and I get it, but it's usually designed to just keep us safe where we don't actually have to stand up for our work. We don't have to stand up for our art, and God forbid, we don't have to hear no, right?
Right.
And so it's okay. It's just money. They're just certificates of gratitude is all it is. And I'm just asking, would you like to give me the certificates of gratitude now? That'd be great, right? Credit card or check.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. And it'll make such a big difference, not only in your booking, I would say rate, but also just like in your money mindset that like it doesn't have to be this huge thing, all this fear around it. We can just ask for what we want.
And I say this a lot, but it's like flexing a muscle. The more you get comfortable talking about money and asking for money, the easier it's going to become over time. And I've noticed this myself, even with invoicing. Like, I used to be really weird about when I sent an invoice in the process and, like, you know, making sure everything is 100% perfect. But it's like, no, now it's a system and a process. And the more comfortable I got with when we sent them and how they were communicated, I don't even think twice about it now. It's like, they signed a contract, they owe me money, they're going to pay it. And so I think I even brought up that option because I knew Ben had a little more feistiness in him.
I got a little feisty there.
And I wanted you to, because I think it's really important. And I think that a lot of photographers sell themselves short when they, like you said, hide behind their comfort levels, because it's not, people want to be friends with their clients, but that's not the goal. The goal is to give them a killer photography experience. That's the goal. It's not to have everybody like you the most. And I think photographers sometimes conflate those two, and they're not the same thing. Not that you want to be unlikable, but it's like, you're not, you don't need to treat your clients with kid gloves, because they are there to hire you for something that you're really good at. So you can just be really good at that thing and really confident about it in a way that you can say, hey, do you want to pay now? Great. Yeah. Like, it doesn't need to be this whole thing.
And you like it, they're not mutually exclusive whatsoever, you know?
Totally.
But I think I used to, because I wanted everyone to like me and I wanted to people please everything, I used to think how like, oh, I'm just going to be the cool, chill, friendly photographer that like, it's just a handshake. It's just like, you know, yeah, you can do that later. Like, yeah, I'll send you over the estimate. We're good. Like, everything was all vibes and that's fine. However, I have found that the opposite was true, that like, the people that were hiring me, like, it actually brought them a lot of security, like, and come knowing like, this is an actual business, that I'm not just some person. Right. I'm not just some kid. I'm not just some guy who's just like trying to like do this. And when I actually treated it like a business, it brought comfort, it brought security, it brought trust, and it allowed actually for our relationship to, I would say, like, become more, connected, you know, more connected. Yeah.
So I know this is supposed to be 5 minutes, but I have one more question for you, Ben. Yeah. What do you think was the biggest contributing factor to you going from the chill, whatever, pay when you want photographer to somebody that was comfortable operating like a real business?
I think my clientele began to shift as well, but like having people like be like, that's weird. Like something's up with this.
Like people, clients saying,
yeah. Clients are like, that's weird. Like, it was not I'm all trying to be chill and just like, and they're like, I know we want to just pay you the money. Can we just pay you?
Yeah. Like, especially when people are working on like a wedding budget and they just want to know what they have left. Like, I know when I'm working on a budget for something, it's like, get this money out of my account. That way I know what I'm working with for the rest.
Yes.
Like, I actually want, like when I rebranded my site multiple times, I want to pay upfront in full and know what I've spent, because it feels better, honestly.
Yep. Yeah. I think it was just like hearing that kind of feedback from clients and just being like, oh yeah, I should probably start treating myself like a business.
Totally.
And again, I think a lot of photographers are treating themselves like a business, but they're still overly relying on proposals, quotes, and estimates to do the most important job of their business, because it's difficult for them. Mm-hmm. And it's time. It is now time that we decide whether or not us having a successful business is more important than us just being comfortable, right?
100%.
Okay.
Mic drop.
Yeah. Boom. Hey, collect some money. Just ask for credit card or check. Process it right there over the phone.
To give you.
Right over the phone. Just go do it. Go do it. All right, my friends. Hey, thanks for hanging out. Thanks for letting me yell at you. It was just a little bit. It was just like,
I liked it. It was just a little amount.
It was a little bit, right? It's just a touch. Okay. Well, hey, until next week, keep showing up
and be kind to yourself.
Bye, everyone.